Hey, I'm Cassie with All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week. We celebrate the International Celebration of Music Retailers with Record Store Day on Saturday, June 12th. It's the perfect excuse to get out, support your local record store and the music industry by stocking up on those sweet, sweet vinyls you've been wanting to add to your collection. We've made it easy for you to find all of the stores participating, some of our favourite stores, and the rare releases that are dropping for the weekend, including a rare one from AC/DC, John Butler's debut, and more. Just check out triplem.com.au for more, and don't forget to tune in to Triple M Aussie with Matty O this Sunday night for an all-vinyl special show in celebration of Record Store Day. You can listen live on the Listener app. So last week, we had an inside scoop on the brand new stuff from Gang of Utes, from none other than Counting Crows frontman Adam Duritz. I know, it's random. And this week, the band have well and truly put the wheels in motion. First, they updated their socials, then they started a TikTok account, and now bright blue street posters have gone up with a 1-800 hotline that you can call and hear what we can only assume is a sneak peek of the new stuff. You know, like the Corey line from The Simpsons? Just not as expensive, I hope, because I've called it a dozen times already because I can't get enough of it. It sounds anthemic and big and that classic sound we love Gang of Youths for.
Hi, this is Lindsay Buckingham.
After a rare public appearance on the final of reality TV show American Idol last week, legendary songwriter and musician Lindsay Buckingham has announced the release of his first solo album in a decade. The new one, simply titled Lindsay Buckingham, will be his first release since being fired from Fleetwood Mac. The announcement comes with the release of the first single, titled I Don't Mind, that sounds eerily familiar with those strong acoustic guitar sounds and sweet blended harmony, keeping fans of the Mac very happy. I Don't Mind is out now, and Lindsay Buckingham's self-titled solo album is out September 17th, and you can pre-order it now.
Hello, this is Neil Finn.
Crowded House's highly anticipated brand new album, Dreamers Are Waiting, is finally here. And the band hosted Triple M Aussie with Matty O this week to celebrate its release and talk us through the record. In case you missed it, you can hear the complete special on the Listener app now. Just search for Triple M Aussie. Dreamers Are Waiting is the first album from Crowded House in over a decade.
Hi, this is Ed Sheeran.
Mate of Australia, Ed Sheeran has teamed up with Friends star Courtney Cox, country singer Brandy Carlile, and the man, Sir Elton John, for a short version of Elton's hit Tiny Dancer. Shared on social media this week, the Random Foursomes cover saw Cox take the lead on keys and all four on vocals. It was a dedication to the Friends character Phoebe Buffay, played by Lisa Kudrow, and her misheard lyrics of the song, thinking it was Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Hi, this is Angus Young.
Now, with that special Record Store Day AC/DC vinyl release, the band have also dropped a brand new video. So the band released Through the Mists of Time and Witch's Spell on a special 12-inch picture disc exclusively for Record Store Day this year. And along with the vinyl is a music video for Witch's Spell, after a week of teasing. Giving Prince a run for his money with the purple-tinted clip, it shows the band, Brian Johnson, Angus Young, Stevie Young, Cliff Williams and Phil Rudd, performing in a witch's crystal ball and coming to life from her tarot cards, and more spooky stuff. The new music video feeds our need for a live show from Akadaka for just a little bit. You can watch it on AC/DC's official YouTube channel now, and get in touch with your local record store to get your hands on this limited edition vinyl. Well, that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. Don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app for all the latest rock news and interviews.